This really came from the Biden administration wanting to drive adoption of electric vehicles. And polling, up until recently, it's changed a little bit, but up until recently, most people have said their reluctance to purchase an electric vehicle has been about range anxiety, right? We've all grown up driving internal combustion engine vehicles, and you can always find a gas station, right? And people have range anxiety. And it's an interesting problem because data shows that upwards of 90% of charging happens at home, which obviously isn't an option with an ICE vehicle. But people still like that peace of mind of knowing that if I need a charge, I want to be able to find it. And so that was the administration's impetus behind the funding and the bipartisan bill that passed Congress. Where we are now is most people would admit not where we need to be when it comes to EV charging to help drive adoption. But for our industry, for the RV industry, the real hurdle we're trying to overcome is that the vast majority of charging in this country is pull-in charging. So if you're driving a passenger electric vehicle, the charging port is usually on the front of the vehicle on either side. You pull head in into a charging port and you plug in and you're fine. Now, if you are pulling a towable RV, which is upwards of 90% of our industry, then that doesn't really work, right? And so either you have to decouple the trailer and park it somewhere and then go charge, or you're pulling across multiple parking spots to charge. So it's not an efficient use either for the RVer or for the traditional passenger vehicle driver. So our real impetus is as these states, as these site hosts, as these charging companies are installing chargers from the federal funding, is to think about our industry and to incentivize pull-through charging, which is much more efficient for our industry and, to be perfectly honest, other medium and heavy-duty industries.